From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Somalia say a terrorist siege of a Mogadishu hotel has ended, but not before at least 15 people were killed. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it called apostate government members. Police say the terrorists set off a car bomb outside the Hotel Naso Hablod on Saturday afternoon. Gunmen then burst into the building, firing their weapons at random and seizing hostages. Police later stormed the hotel and killed the attackers on the hotel's roof. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab has killed thousands since it began its campaign of terrorism 10 years ago, trying to turn Somalia into a conservative Islamic state. Russian and Syrian government warplanes killed at least 45 people, including children, Saturday in a town in eastern Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the airstrikes hit the town of Korea in Deir el-Zour province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militant group. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed Syria Democratic Forces fighters clashed with Islamic State inside Manbij, a key stronghold of the extremist group. Manbij is a major supply stop for Islamic State militants through areas of northern Syria. Here in the United States, residents in storm-battered rural West Virginia have begun digging out from historic floods that killed at least 23 people and devastated entire communities with landslides and mudslides. As much as 35 centimeters of rain fell in the region, most of it in just a few hours on Thursday. This is VOA News. The founding members of the European Union on Saturday urged quick negotiations over Britain's departure from the bloc, saying the other 27 countries need to move ahead and think about the future. In a display of unity in Berlin, foreign ministers of the six founding members urged quick negotiations to avoid prolonged financial and political insecurity for the continent. Didier Reynders is Belgium's foreign minister.
It's very important to give a very clear answer to the population, to the citizens in Europe, with very concrete measures. We need to do the same about security, external security and internal security, after so many terrorist attacks in different member states and elsewhere. And third, maybe we need to work together on jobs creation and to have a better growth.
German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier also said negotiations on the so-called Brexit should begin as soon as possible. He added that intensive European discussions were needed. Pope Francis said Saturday that the world should never forget or minimize the Ottoman-era slaughter of Armenians, and urged Armenians and Turks to try to find peace and reconciliation with one another. Francis and the Patriarch of the Armenian Apostolic Church participated in an ecumenical ceremony and prayer for peace, attended by thousands of people at the Republic Square in Yerevan.
Questo tragico mistero di iniquità.
Francis said this immense and senseless slaughter, this tragedy that your people experienced in the flesh, remains impressed in our memory and burns in our hearts. Historians estimate that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed by Ottoman Turks around the time of World War I, an event widely viewed as the first genocide of the 20th century. Turkey denies that the deaths constituted genocide, saying that those killed were victims of civil war and unrest. U.S. President Barack Obama has designated the Stonewall National Monument as the first monument to tell the story of the struggle for LGBT rights. In his weekly media address, the president said this month's attack in Orlando shows that much remains to be done to give all Americans equal standing.
There's still work to do. As we saw 2 weeks ago in Orlando, the LGBT community still faces real discrimination, real violence, real hate.
The monument includes the landmark Stonewall Inn, a tavern where the gay rights movement gained political momentum nearly 50 years ago. The tavern was the focal point of street rioting that broke out after police raided the tavern aimed at harassing the LGBT community. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.